Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is Pentecost Sunday, and the readings are from Cycle C.
When I was growing up, my sister and I had a babysitter. And after school, we would walk to Marilyn's house and stay there till mom got off work. Now, in the living room of Marilyn's house, across from the television, there was a recliner.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University.
It was well seasoned.
Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano,
and
OP,
near the recliner was
director,
this
Gary Glover,
standing lamp,
with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.
No one sat on the throne. It was Frank's throne. It was Frank's seat and his alone. His children or his wife never, ever challenged this claim. In that household, there was an 11th commandment. Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not sit on Frank's throne. So being the pretentious four-year-old that I was, what did I do? I sat on the throne. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the day where we remember that the Holy Spirit has come down upon the apostles and indeed upon the children of God in that upper room. The day where the Holy Spirit pours himself into the heart of the church and makes the church his own. The day where the Spirit of God imbues us all with his gifts, his wisdom, his courage, his peace, his justice, his light. The day where the Holy Spirit becomes the soul of the church. That day where we are made the heirs of the kingdom of God. By virtue of the Pentecost, by virtue of our baptism and our confirmation, we are heirs to the kingdom of God. We have been baptized as Jesus was baptized. We have suffered as Jesus had suffered. The lives we live as Christians are reflections of the life Jesus lived while he was with us here during his earthly ministry. We are made children of God as he is the Son of God. Then if children of God, then heirs to the throne of God, heirs to the kingdom of God, the great gift of Pentecost, the day we are made the heirs of the kingdom of God. Yet we are not heirs to the kingdom in ways that we oftentimes think. When we think of ourselves as heirs to a kingdom, it's easy to think of crowns and lands and shields and crests, armies and titles, or something out of Downton Abbey that will rule in the way of nobles, being thrown into the melodramas of family lineage and national politics. But being the heirs of God's kingdom is not what we think it is. Being heirs of the kingdom of God looks quite different than we might imagine. We are not called necessarily to own grand mansions in Malibu, or valuable acreage on Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, or a loft that oversees Central Park in Manhattan. Our kingdom consists in dwelling in the mysteries that have been put in front of us. Our kingdom is not necessarily land or waiters or dealing with the New York Stock Exchange, but set in physics or chemistry or history. It's in the mysteries of studying ancient empires or the depths of computer science or the nuances of English literature. It is finding what is true and immersing ourselves into the truth who is God. This is our kingdom. To be heirs of the kingdom of God consists in restoring creation to its original value, to dwell into the mysteries of nature and bring nature back to the original design of God at the dawn of time. To be an heir of the kingdom is to seek the kingdom of God by engaging in the everyday affairs of our lives and conforming it to the will of our Heavenly Father. It is allowing the Holy Spirit to permeate every facet of our lives, offering every moment of our lives as an offering of praise and thanksgiving for another day. To be an heir of the kingdom consists of ordering our fields of study, like medicine or business or economics, international relations, law, whatever our talents are, wherever our gifts are, however we find ourselves flourishing, it is raising that to what is praiseworthy, as wonderful, as beautiful, as a monument worthy of the blessings of God. It is allowing the Pentecost to be real, to be vivid, to be alive in the here and now, allowing the tongues of flame to rest upon our heads and allow the languages of engineering, of linguistics, of biology to speak of the majesty and wonderment of our Creator. The gift of Pentecost. To be an heir of the kingdom of God. When Frank saw me on the throne, he smiled and waved me off. He waved me off the chair and simply said, "Find your own." This Pentecost, we are urged to find our own throne, to find our own tongue of fire and allow it to permeate the passions of our lives. Let us be open to the fire of God, that spirit of unpredictable wisdom. Let us be open to live as Jesus lived. Let us be heirs to the kingdom of God.